And we are talking and have been this morning about the comments of Dennis O'Brien at a Sunday Business Post event in Dublin. He talks about remote working. He also talked as well about the need for Ireland to plan for the next economic downturn, which he believes will happen soon. As part of that, he said reform of all parts of government and administration must be looked at. He said the country just cannot ignore what's happening in the wider world. He called for the public and private sectors to work in unison. We now need a combination of political leadership, accountability, and a radical sense of urgency and external expertise. He said Ireland has become a two-speed country. While the private sector gets things done, the public sector is stalling. He said Ireland's planning laws are severely holding back the country, with three-year-long debates and judicial reviews now the norm. We don't have enough electricity, water, and housing, and there are no timely planning decisions because of a lack of joined-up thinking. And by the way, he also threw in that he wants Ursula von der Leyen to be replaced in her role as President of the European Commission. He said the EU has got the wrong political direction for the times that we're in, and said he doesn't see the changes that are happening under Miss von der Leyen that need to happen. He says Europe would be in safer hands for the future under Mario Draghi. It's Mario Draghi, former president of the European Central Bank and author of a report on the future of European competitiveness. But of course, the reason we're hearing from Dennis O'Brien is to hear his views and his comments, or talk about his views and his comments on the whole area of remote working, particularly with regards to his thoughts on remote working for the public sector. And also having a go kind of at graduates, saying they're dictating now how they will work for their employers and their work practices rather than the other way around. We'll be in studio here in Killarney to talk about this in more detail is a man who knows a lot about getting people into positions of work, and that is Fred McDonough of Red Chair Recruitment. Fred, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, what's your view, for just your overall view, I suppose, first of all, of the comments of Dennis O'Brien? He's saying, look, remote working, it hasn't worked. Particularly, he says, it's contributing to inefficiencies in the public sector. What do you think?
Remote work, it isn't dead, but it's definitely evolving. Dennis O'Brien has his view, fair play. He's never shy about sharing it across any areas. But the real picture is it's far more nuanced. There's seven different key areas that I think we can kind of bring out here. And like it's mental health would be my major concern on that one. We've had a lot of people in our wonderful county that are working from home, and the workplace was their initial face-to-face contact, and that's dying off. Their post offices are closing, banks are closing, as we know, in some of the towns around the place. And that's probably the biggest warning here. From a recruitment perspective, we need a balance. There has to be the hybrid model. The remote model, I personally don't feel, is working to the area. And it was brought in COVID, which was to allow people be safe and work at home. We don't need that anymore. We're back to full employment. We're back to companies trying to grow and be profitable. And as Dennis O'Brien stated, we're looking down the tunnel towards recession again. We really need to be prepared, ready, and ready to be profitable and to work our way out of any
rough economic weather that's coming.
Which is coming, and it's clear to see that.
So the 5 day a week working from home, definitely not, either in private or public, definitely not an option, you're saying. If there is to be remote working, it has to be hybrid.
Correct. Categorically, like we have in Red Chair Recruitment at the moment, we've probably got about 150 to 200 open vacancies across the county, across Munster. There's not one of those. I can categorically tell you that we're looking for a remote worker working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.30 from home. That we don't have those jobs. We haven't had them since COVID.
Okay. What are employers offering are they offering the hybrid model, or are some of them, or maybe more of them, going, no, we have an office here and you need to work from there?
Yeah, well, it's the cost. When you look at the costs and the rates and everything else, Jerry, you've got a beautiful office 9 times out of 10, which has got coffee, milk, bread, sugar, you know, it's got all of the offerings, and you've got a workforce of 15 or 20 people in there. So something has to give. So when your MDs are coming in from across different office locations or different countries to see their workforce and there's empty offices, they're scratching their heads and what the hell are we doing here in Ireland? Let's pull out, guys, which we have seen massive companies leaving Ireland. So the remote, like what Dennis has said, I have to agree with him, but it has to be in a hybrid model, because you've got young families now that are starting out in careers and they've got one or two children. They can't afford not to be at home some days of the week and to collect the children from school because the support structure mightn't be around them. We've had a lot of people from outside of Ireland relocate to Kerry, which is brilliant. It's helping our workforce. But a lot of the workforce then do need this hybrid. They have to be able to work from home one or two days a week. They've got different commitments to their own family, to their own children. And you can work from home on stage, but every business needs FaceTime. And the FaceTime is when the people come in, they have team management meetings and they're meeting together. Why hybrid is collapsing, and we just touched on it a few seconds ago, I think it's down to management. We were never really trained to hybrid or remote manage people. We don't have that skill set, and if we do, it's
a relatively new thing with correct. No real experience of how do you keep an eye on somebody who's working from home as to whether they're working or not working, or absolutely. They're productive, or it's working for your business.
Absolutely. And for me, I'm in a lucky position, obviously. I have worked from home, and I do work from home, but I do find myself downstairs emptying the dishwasher every now and again and doing silly things like that.
Yeah. So,
and that's where it's not working really and truly. But you've got the employer side, the blanket isn't for everybody. You have to be able to offer it, but you've also got to be able to manage it. From younger staff, this is the big one. They really can't get the training. So my own son, he's just finished college, BIS in Cork. Well done, Jack. But he needs the hands-on exposure so that he can get the skills to be able to do his job moving forward and progress within his career. If he's stuck at home doing a job that he really doesn't understand, he's going around in circles.
Yeah.
And that's across the younger workforce.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think it's a mistake to allow, as Dennis O'Brien said, graduates to dictate their work practice to their employers, that they should go in as a young person and say, right, well, I need to experience this part of working, learning to work in a team, learning to deal with office politics, that side of training really on the job?
I'm going to be shot for saying this, but I categorically do. Again, let's bring mental health into this one. Young people out of college, they've had a wild 4 or 5 years, whatever they've done.
Yeah.
And now they're stuck at home in their bedroom with a laptop looking out the window at the rain and the snow and this beautiful weather we're having over the last few days, and it's damp and cold and horrible. They should be in the beautiful office. If whatever they're given, whether it's legal or finance or IT, whatever their structure is, professional administration, you should be in the office and meeting, greeting, making friends, getting out there, having a social life.
Yeah.
And that's the other side that we're missing out here. Like, you see the amazing work Kerry Mental Health are doing. We've a massive abundance of Kerry Mental Health issues, and remote working does not help that.
Okay. You mentioned managing and managers is, and one of our listeners made that point, said it's not about the remote working, it's about the managers or the management of the new way of working. That's the problem. Is that a particular problem, do you think? Is that a challenge for the public sector?
For the public sector, definitely. Yes. Definitely. And I'd have to agree, they work at a slightly different level or speed than the professional private sectors. Again, there doesn't seem to be any infrastructure out there. When we're looking at the jobs online, be it in Cork, Kerry, Dublin, wherever they are, there's no help. There's nobody pushing this management training forward anywhere on any of the national bodies at the moment. So that's where the problem lies, is you've got people at home.
Is part of that, and this might go back to management as well, is part of that because of the extra layers of regulation and paperwork and, you know, public consultation process number one, public consultation process number two, you know, a month slips by, 2 months slip by. Is it part of the, I suppose, the machinery that's built up over the last 10 to 15 years that's preventing that, and managers who can't fight their way through it?
Yeah, and when, I suppose, the workloads are so big for everybody with planning and everything else through the county council offices, that they're mislaying projects that they're working on because they're being pulled to do something else, and that's then gone to the bottom of the pile. So that's where, if they're in the office and there's proper management and structures and everyone's talking about the same projects face to face, that's why it works.
That's
so much
why
better.
It can work better. Okay, all right, stay with me, Freddie. We're going to talk a bit more about this. If you have a view on the overall idea of it, how would you like to work? How are you working? Is hybrid the way to go? Some element of a mix of home and in the office, either if you're in the private sector or if you're in the public sector. What are the problems you see? What are the benefits you've seen? We want to hear from you. We'll have more with Fred McDonough of Red Chair Recruitment in a couple of minutes. We're talking about remote working. The comments of Dennis O'Brien that particularly in the public sector, hybrid working doesn't work, remote working doesn't work, not being managed right, not being efficiently done, government work isn't going well, and it needs to change and improve. He had a lot to say as part of that conference yesterday that he was at. If you have a view on what he had to say, and lots of you are getting in touch, with us on the programme. We've Fred McDonough of Red Chair Recruitment with us in studio talking about that element of it. And Fred, look, just what's an overall picture of the employment market like at the moment? I know different sectors are finding tough times, other sectors are hiring a lot. What is it looking like at present?
In a whole, we're pretty much at zero unemployment in Kerry. The people who want to work are working. There are jobs out there. That's the biggest thing I can say. Just keep looking. Get onto Indeed Irish Jobs. Get onto our own website. There are jobs in the county if you want to work. The sectors that we're seeing at the moment being hit the most would be IT in County Kerry. I think there was a lot of overhiring in the last few years. Funnily enough, finance went through the very, very same thing, but they're clearly out of that now, where companies had overhired too many accountants, and then obviously organically some people had to leave before the companies, and there was growth again coming on. And what I mean by that is, if they hired five people, three or four left, that evened out the team again and the workloads were right again, and then they were able to bring people back if they'd moved to different companies around the county or indeed out of the county.
So
IT for us has taken a major kick in the teeth at the moment, but then we supply doctors, consultants and medical staff to the HSE, so Tralee and the Bonds are flying. We're constantly looking for people there. The large manufacturing companies in the county are always screaming for people. We are coming into the workload now of the Christmas perk, so the peak I should say. And they're starting to kick off now across all industries, and that's hospitality, leisure and obviously professional services as well. So Kerry's in a good position, but I think going back to what Dennis O'Brien said, with what's happening in America at the moment, there's a lot of uncertainty there because the tariffs we're paying at the moment are bonkers. There's a wonderful little company, I'm sorry I can't tell you the name, but they closed down recently enough and they were in the leisure business all because of tariffs. We look at the phenomenal building out in Fulsa with the whiskey brewery. And look at that, shut down because of tariffs. So It's absolutely sickening that we've got the best products, the best people, the best value here in County Kerry, and we can't sell our product into our, I suppose, our... One of our major markets sitting there. Everything's been sent back. It's happening time and time again, and it's very disappointing to see that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look, when you look at that from the future point of view, then you're concerned about, I suppose, what's happening in America, how efficiently otherwise the economy is being organised over there because of the chaos from the Trump administration, tariff one day, no tariff the next day. Grocery prices are going up over there as well. So it's just, it's a volatile area, and the world is so connected now. You've got parcels being sent by small companies in Kerry that are being sent back because there's a new regulation saying that the American customer has to pay, you know, an extra $20 or $30. They're saying, no thanks, I don't want that. That hits here instantly now when it used to before. Yeah. So it has a direct impact in real time on performance here and companies here and jobs here, which is
the killer. We've got our organic, gorgeous little candle makers and confectionery jobs and all of that, all dotted around throughout the county of Kerry. And it's hurting everybody. Like, it really is. That these taxes, and the UK as well in many ways. If we're buying from the UK, there's hidden taxes as well now.
So that's right.
It's a real bummer to the SME marketplace. I think the big players can get away with it, but from an SME perspective, which is a small, medium-sized enterprise, they're really feeling the pinch, like as we touched on the guy in Dingle, small leisure company shutting down and a manufacturing company in Tralee closing its doors recently. It has to stop. Like, I personally was over in America last year, and the price of food, Jerry, was bonkers. Like, I have four kids, my wife and I, six of us went into Subway, and it was like £170 for lunch, Subway, a litre and a half of Coke and a big large thing of crisps. I was just like, people can afford to be in America? And from our perspective, and I know we all travel over to America, I love New York and Buffalo and going into Canada. It's phenomenal. I love the country, but it's just scary. It's absolutely shocking what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Final point. You've got jobs in your website. Our employers now, bring it back to Dennis O'Brien. Is every employer now offering some element in the areas that are competitive of remote working, depending on the industry?
No.
Or is it now, it's now hybrid, or maybe you're in the office?
Every manager, Look, everybody wants the staff in the office because they can see them, they can touch them, they can look at them, they can see what's going on. There's very, very few, if any, there's no remote jobs that we're seeing. No company is ringing me up and going, Fred, or any of my team in the office saying, any chance you get us six people to work from home to do X, Y, and Z. It's just simply, I wish I could say different, but it's not. Hybrid, when you get into a company, some of the bigger companies that are here in the county, if you're working for them for maybe 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, and you've got a good rapport and they trust you, yes, then the hybrid
then the conversation happens.
Because they know how good you are. You're remote. You know the working of it. But spanking you, we want you to work from home, is not happening at the moment.
Okay. All right, Fred, listen, thanks so much for talking to me about that, getting in touch with us about it.
My pleasure.
Fred McDonough of Red Chair Recruitment here in Killarney. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the program.